Yes, can you hear me, sir? Yes, can you all hear me? Lovely. First of all, congratulations for the film, because I enjoyed it very much. And it should win a prize, and I want to congratulate you for this. For Ali, first of all, the question, how do you feel to film part of this new trend of film in your region, where you've co-participated in great films like Paradise Now and other films, and now this one for Ziad, I would like to ask you, where do you think the solution of the Arab-Israeli conflict goes through? There's no error. Yes, I would like to ask Ali, how did you feel forming part of this new trend of filmmaking where you've in your region where you've co-participated in a series of great titles like Paradise Now, Aaron de Lima, and now this film? And to Ziad, I would like to ask you, where do you think the conflict, Arab-Israeli conflict, how can it be achieved? And congratulations to all of you, that have participated, because I love the film very much.
I'm sorry, there must be a little bit of a mistake. If somebody could just... Is there an Arabic translation?
No, it's English. No,
the Arabic.
Yeah, the Arabic, please. What channel?
Okay, we have one from use the English one.
The English one. Yeah. Okay. So what was the question? Sorry.
Easy.
Sorry again.
Yeah. See all that. Ali, congratulations for your film, and I would like to ask you, Ali, how do you feel forming part of this new trend of cinema in your region, trend at which you've co-participated through Paradise Now, and the Arbol, the Tree of Lima, and now this film? What's your opinion? Is it a trend in your region making new, and how do you feel forming part of this new trend of cinema making in your region? No, in English, unfortunately. In English, if you're so kind.
This is the situation we live in. There is a conflict, and every time, like, you want to take a story of this place, like, you will pick up the stories from the place. So there we are living in this situation. So the story comes from the struggle, from the actual situation. For me, Paradise Now was first time who was putting this subject on the table, and it was big success since then. And now, today we are in a new movie, The Attack. The same subject somehow, but in a different perspective. It's something really different, because it doesn't show you one way, or doesn't show you I belong to that or this, because the human story, the mentor of the story, it's the most important in this movie, I think.
Sí, hola, buenas, aquí.
Hi. There's a moment at the end of the film where the protagonist is told that his wife didn't betray him because she didn't do anything to him. And this is a question for me. Do you really believe that these people with these attacks have anything to say, really, when the only thing they do is to generate more hate? Do they really have a word to say? Do you think they do or not? He didn't say. I think it's a general question I've asked for all of you.
I understand your concern. I understand why you could be upset, or why an audience would be upset when we take a suicide bombing that was meant to kill innocent, that it would make people not indifferent. I'm with you. In the film, we question the morality of it. Dr. Amin Jafari in the film, as a doctor, he's into saving lives. Naturally, he will condemn any act that attacks innocent people. That has been solved in the film, and we showed it. But I want you to know, when I sat down to write the script, we wanted to go beyond that. We did not want to stop at making a judgment about why do you do suicide bombing. Do I think it's immoral? Definitely. But we want to go one step beyond. We wanted to say about the bigger image, about that person, the doctor. What did he learn at the end of the story? We did not want to make a judgment. We don't make a judgment because it's been done before, because we know what's going to be said. We're not disagreeing on it. We just wanted to go one further step beyond that. But do I personally morally... Look, I'll give you an example. When we started writing, I did... The only time I did research in the subject, I did it on why women do suicide attack. I started going on YouTube, reading a lot of internet, and there are several women suicide bombers in Palestine that were caught just before they went and did their act. A couple of them actually surrendered before they did it. And the Israeli police and psychologists went and they did interview with them after that. And the screenwriter and me, Joel, we started looking into what are the reasons a female would do a suicide attack in the middle of an innocent place. We went even back to the kamikaze in Japan. The difference is the kamikaze in Japan, they did what they did against military installation. In the attack, in the film, she does it in a restaurant. So we started asking ourselves through the research, through the interview that we read, and through my conversation with my wife, who wrote the script with me, why would a woman would do that? We started coming up with a lot of solutions. We said, really, it was the most difficult part of the whole screenplay is figuring that out. So we start saying, could the wife be neurotic? Could she be psychopath? Maybe she failed in her career and that she wanted to prove herself. Then we said, what if she couldn't get children? She couldn't bear children, and that's why she decided to die. What if she was born on an Israeli checkpoint, and the day she was born, her mother died, and now she wants to get revenge? Joel and I came up with a whole list of things, and then we find out that every time we gave a clear explanation, it would make the character weak. It wouldn't work, because it becomes pigeonhole. I don't know how you say in English pigeonhole, how she became too defined. Then every time we tried to give her a practical reason she did it, we lost the mystery. So we finally decided to approach the Guion in a different way. We said, we're not going to give any specific reason. We're going to let others talk about why she did it. What the Israeli think, what the Israeli liberal think, what the Palestinian think, what her nephew think. And then she will be buried with her own mystery. Because at the end of the story, as of some of you who saw the film, it's not about her. It's about him. Him. What did he miss? Why didn't he see it? How could you be married for somebody for so long and not see anything coming? And what are the mistakes that he did? And that's how we took the story. Mm-hmm. So.
That is.
Sí, ahí en el medio, por favor.
Yes, in the middle there. Yes. The question that I said at the beginning, where do you think the possible solution of the conflict between the Arabs and the Israelis, and also can you talk about the method with which you work with the actors in this film, that I say, especially, can the actors say, what was it like to work with the director at the same time? How was all that carried out?
You're asking me first the questions?
Yes, the first question was for you, the solution of the conflict.
Stable, you're sitting on the stable and you have a Palestinian from Jerusalem, a Lebanese from Beirut, a Palestinian Israeli from Haifa, and a Lebanese from Beirut. So what I'm going to give you my answer might contradict with every single one person that they have. This is funny because people always ask filmmakers what do they think about the conflict. We are probably the last people who know how to resolve this conflict. You know, it's just like it's already very difficult for us to do the film, write the script, find the financing, sell the film. And then you find out that the press is always coming to us and saying, what do you think is going to solve the problem? I thought about it for a long time. I honestly don't think the problem will be solved right now. I won't. Too much bad blood and too much religion, you know, fanaticism at this time. I am not an expert in the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, but I could tell you I went through a little bit of a change. I decided to give up on a global solution about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and I start thinking about the personal aspect. And I'm talking about the personal aspect is when I went to Israel to film, I was very pissed off at the Israelis. I didn't think they had a story to tell. I didn't think they had a narrative, and I didn't give a shit about Jews. I didn't. We grew up in Lebanon under a lot of occupation by the Israelis. I was 19 years old when I left Beirut. And when Ariel Sharon invaded Beirut, you come to me and tell me what's the Israeli narrative, what's their side of the story, I tell you I don't give a shit. It's not my problem. What you guys are doing is unexplainable. I went out not having any sympathetic feeling for neither the Israelis, neither the state of Israel, and that Israel had committed a lot of violations. But we know this. I'm not saying something new. 99.99 of the Arabs are going to tell you how I feel. And I, more than anybody else, including us here, we lived under the Israeli occupation. And then you go to a movie. You gotta take care of the shots. You gotta do the casting. You gotta do the camera. You gotta do the music. You gotta finish your script. You gotta find the financing. That's another battle. So at a certain point, you gotta have to start concentrating how I can do a better film. How I can get this film made. It took us 6 years to do it. It wasn't easy. I had to put the conflict a little bit on the side and concentrate on the actual making of the film. And that's when you start working with Israeli cast, with an Israeli crew. And you find out that all they want is to do the film as good as you want. I can't deny that I had mixed feelings. I'm sitting in the supposedly the enemy territory, but I have to make the film with them. How does that feel? It's not an easy thing. It's a complex thing. But the Jews, the Israeli crew, had worked very hard on making this film. Very. The woman who plays the wife is actually an Israeli actress who is taking a lot of chances to do this film. When I showed her this film last month, she came out crying. She says, why are you crying? She says, I'm a bit scared because I'm playing an Israeli, in a Palestinian terrorist who is considered well. What am I going to tell my parents? So some of the Israelis took a lot of risk, and I can only react to that. You tell me, how is it going to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict? I don't know. I think it's hopeless. But I could tell you that I've actually ended up working well, really well, with what I consider the most devilish enemy. So this is where it is. It's not totally black and white for me right now. I'll let Ali take this
part of it. I agree with Ziad with many points. I don't think like there's a movie can solve problems or can give you a homeland back. Our position, we are an artist, we make cinema, so we do what we want to tell the story from our point of view. So if it can't like be solved by this movie or other, I don't know. Like I don't feel like there is also like a solution that will come early or will come soon, because it's too complex the situation there to live as a Palestinian Arabic inside Israel, and you try to find yourself and to try to tell the others about your story and try to work together with the Israeli sides sometimes to make this kind of movie. So there's a lot of windows and there's a lot of doors could be opened sometimes, and a lot of checkpoints could be could stop you from doing what you want to do. In our situation, it was like cooperation, very good cooperation from all the crews. Like it was for me, working in this movie, I felt that I work in three movies, in the Israeli side with the crew Israelis, in the Palestinian side with the Palestinian crew, and in Belgium with the Belgian crew. So it was for me like working in really cosmopolitan to do this movie, and we did it at the end. We did want to tell the story, and we make it.
I would like to talk about this experience, the experience in this film, at a personal level, as how I see the Israeli occupation in Palestine. It's impressive to see Israeli is pushing the Palestinians to go to a moment where they feel impotent almost, and that impotence is directing, making the Palestinians lose and to forget how a normal human being thinks. This impotence is what I'm not saying the Palestinians are right, or to any other person who decides to carry out a suicide attack against civilians. I personally, I'm against it, but I understand that this impotence may drive these people to do so. That is to say, and the other answer, what I always, that is to say, if we change, can we change the world with a film or not? Well, we're not going to change the world in one film, but a film such as The Attack is quite curious from my point of view, because just when Amin Jafari goes to the church to talk to a priest, what happens in Palestine, for example, when Ziad, the director, went there? For me, for a Palestinian, 100 years ago, the Christians was 35%. Now there's only 1% of Christians. What the Israeli occupation has done is to, they made the Christians move away, and what they're trying to do, the war that they use bombarding the Palestinian territory, isn't the most serious thing. I think the most serious thing is what they're doing is to attack the moral meaning of the Palestinian people. I believe that in this film, Ziad has managed, with the script, because I've not seen the film yet, I think he managed to express what a human being can feel without going into be in the film being in favor of the Palestinian or the Israeli side of things. I think this has a very interesting value at a human level, and the film is not to make a judgment. I don't think it's to make a judgment. I think well, what Ziad doesn't want to make a judgment. I think this means, this takes it in the human direction of thinking and realizing what's going on in reality. Because everything that comes through the press and the media is a biased opinion. It goes one way or the other. And for me, as an actor, my last word and my last struggle should be done through art. But as a Palestinian, I don't believe that we can manage to achieve our freedom from Israel fighting, because we don't have the same power that Israel has. The only thing that we've got is to say and demonstrate that we're people, that we have a right to live in peace in our territory, in our land, and we're, for once and for all, we have to achieve it. And that is, and that's why a human suicide attack can happen in Palestine if the Israelis don't allow us to live in peace.
An amazing opportunity to be able to work in a completely different environment and with as Ali said, so many different cultures and in places where I didn't expect that I would go. So my quest, you know, through my work is not only to explore as many characters as possible, but to be able to allow myself to collaborate with a variety of people and influences. So this particular film, in its cosmopolitan aspect and its international aspect, despite the intensity of the place, and thanks to the intensity of the place, was gave me something that I didn't expect I would experience, and I was very happy to experience it. So I think, hopefully, I was more inspired by the place and the script, and I had reflected that experience in the work. And this is what interested me, is to push my boundaries, whether geographical or intellectual. And this is, to repeat what everybody said, one of, you know, the beauties of the professions that we do, that we can transcend the conflict for the sake of collaborating and creating something that we believe is an expression of, even if it's other people's belief, because through my work I vehicle other people's beliefs, and this is where I don't stop and I don't judge my characters, because I want to channel their emotions and their beliefs as best as I can. So I try to allow myself, you know, to keep myself open, and I allow the experience to take me, and I was able to do that.
Does he speak good Spanish, by the way?
Not exactly. 2 years ago, I met him in Spain.
It's good, no?
You pass, yeah. You pass.
I never heard a Palestinian speak Spanish.
He passed the exam.
This is why we brought him. We said, this is a good selling point for the Spanish.
You translated. That's right.
I would like to know whether the film. I would like to know whether the film is going to be premiered in Israel and whether it's going to have distribution in the U.S.
It has a distribution in the U.S. It will premiere in January. I don't know about the distribution in Israel. It's a sensitive point at this stage. We're trying to find. I mean, there are some people interested in it, but it's. I don't know what's the deal with it, to tell you the truth. It's a little bit tricky at this time, so I can't tell you more until things get resolved. But I know it will be. Actually, the American were the first one to buy the film, surprisingly. The Arab world. I think we have Antoine Khalifi, who is the distributor in Lebanon, and I think if he wants to say something, he could say it. But what we've been asked, I'll be very honest with you. I can't tell a lot about it because right now, as we're speaking today, yesterday and today, there is some tricky negotiation about the Arab world. I can't say about it before the government take decisions, some important decisions. I don't want to say something. I have a tendency to screw things up when I talk. So I prefer not to. I prefer not to
stop.
I have to stop. Eventually, well, you know.
Hi. When I finished seeing the film, it occurred to me, for example, that it may have had a more thriller type, more Hitchcock type film at the beginning of the film, with the accusation to the husband, against the husband, and then the investigation of the husband looking to see what happened, until we come to the conclusion at the end of the film. I'm not too sure whether you thought about it, that it could have been a thriller as well. What do you think? Thank you.
It was a thriller. This is one of the aspects that me and Joel, we try to work on, is the thrilling aspect, because we did not want to make it just a purely psychological film. It had to have that police detective issues to it. And it's funny, because when we were writing the scene, I've always liked those scenes the most, when he's being interrogated by the Israeli Secret Service. One of the versions of the script we had, just the interrogation lasted about 25 minutes of the script. I felt like we could go on writing even more. I could have made half of the film about the interrogation, because I like the dynamism about you know, when the protagonist is being grilled. I like tribunal films, because it's all in the dialogue, and it's confrontation, head to head. And you have one man in power, and one man not in power. And at a certain point, we felt that the scenes were, I was so excited about it, we couldn't stop writing. And then we had to narrow it down and bring it back to about, I think, 12 minutes of film And every time I see it, I get very, very excited about this scene. I like them a lot. I think more violence could have been done when I think about it now. But, you know.
Hello, congratulations for the film.
Thanks.
And I would like to know, any of you have suffered any threats for making this movie? And what's the situation of a movie maker or any of you that participate in this Nipur movie?
I'll speak for myself. I did not receive any threat yet. No, I don't think I will either. You see, you got to understand something about the Arabic world and Muslim world. The Arab Muslim world, in a great way, is very tolerant. It's just there are certain things that... the Arabs are very compassionate people, are very, very generous people. They make mistakes like everybody else. But there are certain things... It took me a while, actually, to realize you do not... You know, you should not have to criticize religion. They are very, very attached to Islam and to the Prophet. If you ask my personal opinion, I think the citizen is allowed to contest religion. You are allowed to contest the Quran and to see whatever. But you have to do it in a very diplomatic way because people are still very, very defensive. If you think about Christianity, the same thing was like 500 years ago. You couldn't even open your mouth, you could get burned on the stake. You know, I mean, when you say the earth was round, you could get burned on the stake. Unfortunately, that the Islam is 500 years late, but it's a religion that... I understand the value. We're going through it right now with this anti-Muslim film. It's bringing a lot of problems. And what do I think about it? I think a human being should be allowed to say whatever they want. It's a very sensitive time at this place, and that's why it's better to leave Islam tranquil. Leave it alone now. Do not attack it. But am I under threat? I don't think so. As long as I don't attack religion, I'm fine. But I don't know about them. Maybe they are. I don't know.
We're fine.
I believe this issue that Ziad has just mentioned about the film that that it's been distributed in the U.S., any person has the right to think and to do whatever they want. But nevertheless, there's a difference when we talk about religion in the Arab world, Islam or Christianity. Because I'm a Muslim, I live in the old city in the Christian suburb. The Muslims and the Christians defend their religion. Religions, because we live in another place. We live in Europe, for example. The church had problems with society many, many years ago. People have reacted, and they don't pay much interest to the church because they've suffered much from the church, as it happened in the Civil War here in Spain. But however, what I see unfair, and when and in Egypt or in Tunisia, for example, the Muslim parties win. Everybody talks about that. Well, why don't they talk about Spain, that the PP, the political party, is a right-wing party in France? 45 years, there was a right-wing party in power, and in the last elections, the left-wing party has won. We've got to be aware that behind any sort of attack, any peoples in the world, seems to be a fashion. That is to say, every period of time, information comes out or a conflict emerges for world interest. That's the way I see it. Now, someone who has made a film against the Prophet, well, it seems to me absurd because there are many things, just like the world says, that there's much more interesting things to talk about, and leave religion to one side, because religions are old things, that is a thing. I think that we have to focus in the life of human beings, because it's very complicated now, much more than just talking about religion. But well done that this man, if he wants to be famous, he's managed to be so famous. It's our fault. The Muslim world, how have we reacted? It's our fault, because we are putting flowers, giving him flowers. We're making this film being known. And I hope that one day we realize that when they do something against Islam, we should not respond. Because there's also in the Arab world, it's also very important, because in the Arab world, albeit, as Ziad said, it has a lot of problems, but there are also good things, like everywhere else in the world. There is a respect for religion. albeit it's Judaism, Islam, or Christianism. So people respect this. So that is why we can't put it on the table and to complain against religion. But nevertheless, in other places, we can do this. Now, Argoda, the most important film in Spain, didn't make it to the U.S. It did by Get a Tax of Church. It wasn't successful in the U.S. So because it's always very controlled there.
About this film, it was not an easy voyage for us. It was really a difficult film. I'm not saying that it's unique today to hear that a filmmaker had difficulty to make his film. A lot of independent movie makers are going through this. There's less money, it's more difficult to make those type of film. Not only because of the subject matter, but because of the independent filmmaking scene. I've been working on this film for 6 years. I started writing it in 2006. I finished writing it in 2007. And since then until last year, nobody wanted to do this film. It was put on hold. It was an American company took hold of the script and did not want to do it. We had to negotiate to buy the rights back. It was a hellish of a trip. I lost total confidence in myself during this period. I lost a lot of faith. I actually got to a point where I thought I wanted to quit movie making altogether because I knew I had a great script in my hand and somebody did not want to give it back to me. And we ended up doing it because some people really fought, because I had a producer who did, because the Egyptian came along and the Qataris from Qatar came along and the French and the Belgium, a little bit, everyone gave us a little bit and we managed to do it. And just the fact that I'm standing here at San Sebastian, and last week I was in Toronto, and show the film to an audience, is really makes me very happy, because I could tell you how much really didn't think the film will ever be made. The fact that it got to these three great festivals, I'm very, very happy with it. I'm very happy with the crew. I'm very happy with the cast. Yeah, the cast is a lot bigger, actually, but they couldn't come, all of them, from the other places, but I'm just really happy that it's this little film that nobody wanted to do actually is coming to interesting places. This is great for me. Thank you. Thank you all for coming. And I think the next film that I'll do will be a little bit lighter, I swear. I promise you. I am not that serious in life. There's a much lighter side of me. And people see this and they think I'm so dramatic. I'm not. You know. Well, the next one will be lighter film.
Bien, ¿alguna pregunta más, por favor?
Any further questions, please? Yes, it seems there's one. And another one just in front. Well, congratulations for the film. And I would like to ask the director, at the end of the day, I think it seems that you've told a love story, and that's always welcome. And I want to thank you that it wasn't a thriller, because otherwise it would have been a US-type film, and it would have been something absolutely different. But I would like to ask you whether, given the film talks about coexistence and living together, whether you tell it through a couple, that is to say a husband or wife, there could have been and wasn't at the end of the day, because this doctor with that wife who ends up obviously committing suicide through an explosion, is it a fantasy of mine, or did you think you are thinking about a couple and to talk about how a couple lives together globally at an international level, is that right?
Questions. When I sat down with Joel to write the script, in the book, it's based on a book. It's not a love story in the book, because the female character in the book was not so well developed, actually. And then we started writing the film, and then we knew it's about this man looking for the truth within the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And then we did another draft, and then I went to the shooting, and I start feeling like the film is taking its path on its own. In the little details I'm talking, I did not set to make a love story. In the directing, while we were actually shooting the film, without discussing it necessarily with Ali or with the woman who plays the wife, I started feeling like a very basic thing. I'm not being philosophical about it. When I grab the camera or look at the camera, when we wanted to shoot this scene and this scene, I would feel like this is such a love story. But I didn't absorb it yet. It's starting to grow on me without pre-planning it, because in the original screenplay, it was not like that. And then we finished the film. I find myself spending a little bit of more time onto this intimacy that was not on screenplay, but it was during the shooting. And then we get to the editing, and the story started taking on its own, and I start finding, shit, this is more of a love story. And I had to trust it to go that way. So I started going back and playing with the scene that involves Ali and Raymond, the wife, and let them expand a little bit more and reduce the other stuff. I had to trust the process. I had no control over it. We would just sit down, me and the editor, and we'd look, we says, let's take that scene and extend it 2 seconds more between Ali and his wife. And, you know, his wife only appeared about 10 minutes in the film. And we said, well, let's extend one extra flashback. One extra moment like this. One extra lighting like this. Let's put the music here, not here. And that's an editing. And then at the end, you realize that we got away a little bit from the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, from the thriller that you talked about, and it became more and more about a love story, which was not an original screenplay. The film started to take its own, and you have to trust the process. Did I answer your question?
Okay, the last question, please.
Bueno, yo... Well, congratulate you all. I liked the film very much, and then the script I thought was quite appropriate. And here, many years ago, we've been living through a conflict here in the Basque Country. So proposals of this nature, that above all for me, there's not too much judgment is made, and to live how both parties point of view, and we always feel that we're on one side of things, and proposals of this nature, I think, help us, and they do help many things. Sometimes we think that they should be done with big types of things should resolve conflicts, but small things like a film like this can help us to resolve things. And by the way, encouragement to all of you in Palestine. Thank you very much.
Thank you.